This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, May 23rd. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, Triple A's Ellen Gamble on board, meteorologist Joe Lundberg, and for Aaron Ferragoni, who's enjoying an extended holiday weekend. Lonzo's in the house, another proud Central Catholic grad, of which we have many. Right, Lonzo?
Absolutely. We're everywhere.
Let's see. Rob Taylor, Marty Griffin, Michael Bartley, Corey O'Connor, Ed Gainey.
Vikings all.
The list goes on.
I know. It's incredible. It actually is really remarkable. You have such a brotherhood at Central. I do give you guys a lot of credit. And even though when I was in high school at North Allegheny, we beat Central, but football. But I'm not going to bring that up today.
Oh, here we go.
And the Memorial holiday has arrived, a little cooler than we would all probably want, and a lot wetter, but it's gradually going to get better as we get into the weekend.
Yeah, any pools that are going to be opening over the weekend, it's traditionally that's when you do it. I don't think it's going to be much fun unless it's heated.
And most of the public pools are not heated. Yeah, it's traditionally many pools do open on the holiday weekend. Now they bump back, what, a couple of days? Sandcastle's opening?
Sunday.
So it'll be Sunday, a day. What happened while you slept? You heard in the news, if you're a Penn State grad, did you graduate from one of the branches, or at least start your education before you went to Maine, at one of seven, including three in our area? You have the Shenango campus near Sharon. You have Fayette and New Kent. Mm-hmm. Those are three of the seven that will close spring of 2027.
Was the eye-opener for me? No, it's in the spring of the 2026-27 school year. I guess you could call it 27. Yeah, why not? The way that they phrase it, it's really awkward and difficult to understand when they're going to close. But
what's interesting, though, before you, and I think I know where you're going, is why would you do it in the middle of the year? But anyway, you were going to say how many people have stopped going to those campuses, the enrollment.
Yeah, it's down 43% in the last 10 years at the campuses that are being closed, which surprises me a little. One of the schools on the list to go is in Wilkes-Barre, and that's a fairly good-sized area.
It is, and you're between, you know, Maine campus and New York City, and Philadelphia's right nearby, technically.
There's a couple of colleges right downtown. Wilkes College comes to mind. Anyway.
But with a 43% reduction in enrollment, it's not a mystery why they would have to make some adjustments. And they're not going to be the only ones. A lot of people are also deciding not to spend big money on higher education unless they have a specific goal in mind. It's not like the old days. Well, you should, and I mean, you should always want to learn no matter what you do, which doesn't mean you have to go to college to do that. But in many like a teacher, many career paths, you have to have accreditation, right? But if you are just kind of trying to find yourself, and a lot of people, you know, are trying to find themselves, and instead of strapping on a big amount of debt, they're choosing other things.
You know, we've talked in the past, Larry, about people transitioning into more trades work, carpenters, you know.
And we need good trades, men and women.
Electricians, plumbers, etc. But I was just thinking, you know, I've read stories in the last couple of years of young people who've decided not to go on to college who've started small businesses.
Yeah, Marty was telling me about somebody he knows very well, young man, 19 years old, who is brilliant apparently, who's going to CMU and got an offer to bootstrap a company with a big money offer. So there are many paths, I think, is the point. And to Penn State's board, 43% reduction in enrollment in those seven campuses over a 10-year period, it's been a big decline. And they decided economically it's not viable. And even as strong as Penn State is a brand, really, and an institution, financially they can't do it anymore.
One other factor besides the declining enrollment is, they pointed out two other things, actually. The composition of the demographic of students has changed, and that affects apparently their growth down the road in another way. And then finally, there's less money to go around.
Right. Also, Nippon and U.S. Steel, the deal is going to be, after this report is given to the president, I guess Wednesday.
He got it Wednesday.
He already got it Wednesday.
That's my understanding.
So,
and the board that looked at this thing, the Board on Foreign Investments, I think that's what they're called, they came back split again, just like they did with President Biden. So now President Trump has to determine whether or not this deal goes through. I think it's interesting, Larry, that reports that I've been looking at indicate that this U.S. Steel takeover bid from Nippon Steel, that Nippon increased the amount that they're going to invest, I think by about, it's now up to $14 billion, including a new steel mill. Where it would be put is undecided. But in those reports, it is said that that was arranged in negotiations with the Trump administration. And if that's true, then why would the president say no?
Well, there was hope for people who want this deal to go through, like many in the Mon Valley in particular, is that when Trump took office, he would find a way to somehow intervene and get a deal that would be more favorable to the U.S. And that's possible because it's come this far. But if he says no now, doesn't look like there's much recourse.
No, I don't think so. He did say when he sent this thing back to the board that decides these things, or at least makes a recommendation based on national security interests, when a foreign country, a company wants to come into our country and do something like Nippon is proposing, when he sent that back to them to have them look at it again, he said he was still not in favor at that same time. Now, perhaps he'll change his mind. Perhaps, you know, the increased investment that was negotiated with Nippon and the administration will be enough to pull it over into the yes column.
But people are holding their breath in the Mon Valley. And we'll keep you posted. That said, it's a big travel weekend. 45 million people will drive at least 50 miles over the weekend, and 3.6 million people will fly. And right now, there are people driving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Time for our Big K Morning Show birthdays on this May 23rd. If you were born in 1960, happy birthday. From MediConnect, Medicare Made Simple. Singer Jewel is now 51. She got started out of Homer, Alaska, and at one point, she and her mom were living out of a car when she was a teenager. I haven't heard any new music, but she's still performing.
And you know it's her when you hear her. I mean, right away.
Yeah, she's got a very unique sound. You're a country music fan. Ryan Coogler is 39. He is an actor, also a writer and director, and part of the trailer from Black Panther. But that movie made a ton of money.
Have I not given everything?
Comedian who I saw, Paul, in Monroeville years ago, and he wore these black glasses and said he was from Cleveland, and the audience, you know, gave him a little bit of grief about it. But then the guy was really funny, and he went on to be the host of a game show at 67 years old today. Drew Carey. I wonder what he gets paid to do that game show.
That was a fun transition to watch. You know, I was used to seeing him and thinking of him in one way and not like a Bob Barker kind. And he's a fixture. It's his show now.
It is. And another game show host who was one of the best at the game ever became the host. Ken Jennings is 51.
What is Bangladesh? And that is correct.
Who is, what is... Do you watch Jeopardy?
Occasionally, and I like to blurt out the answers, yes, even if I'm alone.
What you need to do is DVR it and then invite someone over.
You've done that.
And then you start playing it.
Now you did that to your wife, I think you said.
You wrote down the answers, and then you go, you act like you're struggling, too. What is...
oh, boy.
This or that. To be honest with you, I can hardly ever answer any question they ask on Jeopardy.
You know, I do okay with geography, some of the music questions, some history, but when they start getting into things like French poetry or ballet, it's like, I'm done.
It's like, come on.
Opera, man. Maybe just a little. I could probably answer 2 out of 10 opera questions. That's it.
How about fast foods for 100?
There you go.
Ken.
Yep.
Who else is on the list?
What is Taco Tuesday?
Joan Collins. Remember her?
Oh, my gosh.
Big show. She's still with us. 92. And she is... What was the big show she was on with...
Was it Falcon Crest or was it...
No, it was
Santa Barbara, or it wasn't Dallas.
No, but it sounds like she was in one of those Dallas.
Oh gosh.
Yes, that.
Dynasty.
Thank you.
Good gosh.
Very good.
Well, I'll tell you what, the answers aren't coming to the forefront as quickly as they used to.
What is Dynasty, Paul?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome to this holiday weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we appreciate State Senator Devlin Robinson's visit with us yesterday, and the
that
result is
moving conversation.
Finding out of one of his comrades who, as you just heard in our editorial, gave his life, and I'm sure a lot of people keeping that in mind as we move through the Memorial Holiday weekend. I thought it was interesting also, Paul, when you asked him, we asked him collectively, what do you say to a veteran, especially during this particular weekend? And he said, how should we treat our veterans? And he said, just treat us like anybody else.
Like a neighbor, he said, I think.
We do appreciate the men and women who serve and their families who also sacrifice tremendously. And we do remember this weekend in particular those who gave their lives. I remember meeting a Gold Star mother, Karen Vaughn. Her son, a Navy SEAL, killed in operations in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And we were with a group of Gold Star family members. And yesterday we talked to one whose dad was killed in Vietnam. She's here as part of the traveling wall of the Vietnam Memorial. And that is at Shaler High School in Anderson Field, and available for you to visit this weekend. And coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Rocky Blyer.
Oh, great.
And Rocky lost many friends when he was wounded in Vietnam on one particular day. And people probably forget. Rocky's journey is absolutely incredible.
The documentary is a powerful watch. I mean, you'll get emotional watching it. He did.
Just search YouTube, ESPN, Rocky Blyer, and he revisits Vietnam 50 years after he was wounded in a rice paddy.
Exactly. He went to that very spot, too.
And what struck me, among other things, is he passed out. He said he was overwhelmed with emotion, and he thought he had handled things well. He said, look, I went on to a career where I could highlight and talk about my experiences, won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers, but then when it came time to go back, he said he was overwhelmed, and I asked him, what was on your mind in that moment? And he said, the young men who didn't make it.
Yep.
And he saw, and this was in like a little gully area where there was rice paddy, and then up along a ridge, there was a man, an older man, skinny guy on a bicycle, who was staring at them while they were filming this return. I don't know if you remember this, Paul, but he said it turned out that guy was a scout for their platoon, who was a Vietnam, obviously.
That is amazing.
And they ended up reconnecting after 50 years when, for Rocky, it looked like, at very least, if not his life, and it was changed tremendously, but his playing days would be over. And he got, while he was recovering in the hospital, a postcard from the chief, Art Rooney, and said, get back here, Rock, we need you. And that little motivation was a big motivation. But he said that was part of what kept him just fighting back. And that's the title of his book and his story.
It's a good thing that he went on to play with the Steelers and win Super Bowls and gain some notoriety. I mean, back in the day, it was mentioned maybe once or twice that I can remember on national television, you know, Rocky Blyer, the war veteran, you know, who's wounded in action, that kind of thing. But after the fact, especially in our region, I mean, Rocky's being able to tell the story of the veteran better than probably anybody, and over again in front of tens of thousands of people who are listening.
Yes, he has reached a lot of people. And here's the other thing you need to know about what Rocky does now at age 79. He's still fit. I saw him on Monday at the World War II Memorial. He's got a roll call for our greatest generation on D-Day coming up just 2 weeks from today at Stage AE, raising awareness and just really at the bottom line, thanking our veterans, particularly the World War II veterans who were losing at a tremendous clip. And this is also the 250th anniversary of the United States Army coming up in mid-June. And this will help the Tom Reed Armed Services Center here in Pittsburgh, part of Phase 4 Learning Center under CASA, Dr. Terry Sweeker Reed. So we'll talk to The Rock about that. And he wrote a song that he went to Nashville. They flew him to Nashville to write a song about his experiences as a veteran, as a combat veteran in Vietnam. And if you haven't heard it, we shared it. They played it on the Jumbotron at Acrisure during a Steeler game, and it brought the house down. And when he comes on at 8 o'clock, I want to share that song with you and hope that you can be with us for that. And we thank, again, all our men and women who have served and their families who've sacrificed. And obviously, in particular, we remember those who paid the ultimate price.
I mean, if you know a veteran who served in action somewhere, there's a very good chance that they knew someone who died. And so it's entirely appropriate to approach a veteran on Memorial Day weekend and say thank you for your service.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard and anchorman Paul Rasmussen. I see our news editor, Pat Septak. No accordion? No? No big shows? Lonzo is producing here. Another one of Central Catholic's finest. Movies. Big movie weekend. Traditionally, the Memorial Weekend kicks off the summer of movies. And yesterday, we kind of detailed the top 20 movies that are going to be coming out. And one of those we sent a whole bunch of listeners to on Wednesday for a screening at the AMC Waterfront. Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning. And Tom Cruise and his Ethan Hawke performance, which dates back, 1996 was the first Mission Impossible for Tom.
If you had told me that this thing has been going successfully for 30 years, I would have said, nah, right. You know, maybe 15 or...
Based on our anecdotal survey of our team here, I asked you, I asked Aaron, I asked... Yesterday, Michael, one of our producers, I asked Pat Septak, I asked everybody, have you ever seen a Mission Impossible movie? And almost everyone, I think except one person, said yes or no, they didn't. And I thought the franchise was pretty popular. I mean, it's grossed over $5 billion.
Yes, it is popular, and I should go check it out. Like I said earlier this week, I'll go see the new one. Why not?
Look, I'll give you $5 towards your ticket and popcorn, and you get the rest. So, Tom Cruise has been making the circuit, right? And young reporter asked him about why you do these crazy stunts, and he had some advice for all of us.
Don't be so worried if you're afraid. It's like, okay, I feel it. It's like, that's fine.
And it's honestly admirable how you do such scary things. What advice would you give to people who find it hard to do something brave?
Here's the thing. You just have to write down your dream and then write down a list of how do you accomplish that. What do I need to do? What do I need to learn to be able to accomplish those goals? And that's what I do. I don't just sit there and worry about it. I just start doing it. And don't be so worried if you're afraid. It's like, okay, I feel it. It's like, that's fine. Just keep working through it. Really, the fear you feel is the unknown. It's what you don't know. And just kind of recognize that it's okay not to know. And work towards a knowingness of things. And the only way to do it is not to be in your head on it, but just to start looking, go out, and start doing it one step at a time. When I'm training people or I'm training myself, I'm always thinking I'm going to learn how to crawl before I walk, walk before I jog, jog before I run, run before I sprint, and then I sprint out of a plane or off a cliff before I do that. So that's what I do.
Tom Cruise.
I love that. What he's saying is a saying that I've heard a couple of times is that courage is not action in the presence of fear. You know, courage is action in spite of fear.
100%.
Right.
And here, years ago, my late Uncle George, my dad's brother, said something to us when we were kids that resonates even now. Never be scared of being afraid.
You know, I think another thing he's trying to say too is the unknown. It's like, what do you do when you don't know about some outcome? You catastrophize. What's the worst that could happen, right? And how often does that happen? Almost never.
Well, to that point, what people do now is they go to social media, take self-diagnosing as an example.
Oh, boy. Almost Google, right?
Everything you look into leads to death, right? I got a splinter. Oh, my God. That could travel to your heart. You know that.
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then people ask any physician about patients now.
Whoa.
They come in loaded in many – I don't mean loaded. Wait.
Well, I do.
loaded with misinformation.
Hey, here's the other one. I just read the instructions and drug information on a new prescription that I picked up yesterday. And I'm reading through those. It's not reassuring either.
Read the disclaimer sheets for aspirin.
Exactly.
And
right.
What it might, you know, which is minuscule, mathematically almost impossible, some of the stuff that they list, but it could happen. So people go, I ain't taking that while they're, you know, chugging a beer.
I mean, the first thing that I saw when I'm reading the instructions in the insert in this thing with the information, it says, you know, well, there's a possibility of a thyroid tumor. Okay, thanks. But in reality, what you're saying is, and that's what they said, it's very rare and almost, you know, impossible to calculate, but it can happen.
Speaking of which, Rite Aid closing about 50 stores in our region alone.
We're reaching out to Giant Eagle because we've seen and heard the reports about Giant Eagle purchasing some of Rite Aid's assets. Now, whether they're like buying the pharmacies and the customer lists or whatever, but we're trying to find out how are people with Rite Aid, you know, if in that kind of situation with Giant Eagle buying a Rite Aid location where you do your business, will Giant Eagle reach out to you? Will you know that?
That's a great question.
You know, what's the next step for you in transferring your prescriptions? I mean, that's a lot of stores.
We have an expert coming up in our 8 o'clock hour who's going to share some information that he shared with me yesterday. And I'm like, wow, he believes there's some intent in shrinking the number of pharmacies in the country.
Well, I want to hear what he has to say.
And also, keep in mind, Giant Eagle is selling off Getgos.
They already have.
Yeah. But the deal finally, I mean, that took a process, mm-hmm. right, for that to happen. And now with the funding that they'll have because of that, they're going to do some other things to strengthen their position otherwise. And one of the things would have to be in the pharmacy department.
Oh, absolutely. The Giant Eagle Pharmacy in my neighborhood is right across the street from the Rite Aid that's closing.
You went in there and their shelves are starting to thin.
Yeah, I'm thin. There's hardly anything on the shelves.
I could see it now. You go to a pharmacy and there's Paul in a schmuck.
You know, but the next thing is, what happens to these buildings? You know, and how are they going to be repurposed?
They become dollar stores. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the holiday weekend. We've had quite a week weather-wise with some horrific rain and high winds and tornadoes confirmed, which may surprise a lot of people. We've seemed to have had more than our share so far, but it looks like a gradual warm-up and we'll be drying out too. We go to the National Weather Service meteorologist Leona Lupo. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning.
So let's first look at, you send from the National Weather Service teams out to survey damage, and it was determined we had two tornadoes in Butler and one in Finleyville South, correct?
Correct.
And the intensity, can you explain when you say an E0, E1, it's determinant because of the wind speeds, right?
Yeah, so the EF rating is based on the wind speeds, but we determine those wind speeds based on the type of damage we see, such as either tree branches, trees uprooted, trees snapped, even buildings with roofs blown off or siding blown off. It all depends on the damage, and that's how we determine the rating.
And overall, we typically don't have nearly this many tornadoes, certainly in southwestern Pennsylvania, and it's unusual. We're not even through May yet.
Yeah.
Well, that said, let's look at the forecast for the weekend. It's been very wet. We got a lot of rain and the cool temperatures. When do we get a substantial warm-up?
So the good news is after today, it's looking like we're going to be drying out for the weekend. Our temperatures this weekend are going to just gradually warm up, so we will not see a substantial warm up until later next week. But this weekend, you're going to see tomorrow just a little bit warmer than today in the low 60s, and then the mid-60s on Sunday and around 70 by Memorial Day. So the rain's going to dry out. You're definitely guaranteed dry Sunday, and the next time we're going to see rain is likely Monday night into Tuesday is when the next low comes through and brings us some rain. And with regards to our overcast skies, we're going to see tomorrow we're going to see more of a kind of clearing, partly cloudy skies both tomorrow and Sunday. Memorial Day during the afternoon, we're going to start to see those clouds move in with that incoming low that will bring us rain on Tuesday.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You got it. So from the National Weather Service, meteorologist Leona Lupo, and two tornadoes determined in Butler County and one Finleyville South. So add that to the list of weather. And right now, looking at the radar from the city north and east, this is looks like the last wave of rain. So some scattered showers moving through right now, and we're at 48 degrees. Yesterday, a private, well, it's a business jet crash in California with the details. CBS's Carter Evans.
A small plane left a trail of fire through one of the largest U.S. military housing neighborhoods in the country.
We got more force burning over here. We're doing evacuation.
Firefighters scrambled to douse cars. Families rushed to safety.
It feels like I was in a movie, but in live, and I was just like, wow, this is real life.
You ran out with your pajamas on your back. That's it?
That's it.
Just before 4 in the morning, a Cessna 550 jet crashed into the neighborhood during foggy weather. NTSB investigators say it first clipped a power line, then crashed into a home and multiple vehicles.
Here you can see that its trajectory came through this direction, took out the front of that house, and it ended up here to the right behind me.
At least three people were killed, all of them believed to be on the plane. Among those feared dead, Daniel Williams, the former drummer for a popular hardcore Christian metal band, The Devil Wears Prada. He filmed himself boarding the aircraft and shared a photo of himself at the controls. His father confirmed to CBS News he was on the plane. Minutes before the crash, the pilot expressed concerns about the weather to air traffic controllers.
Miramar automated weather for 0955 Zulu. With wind calm, visibility 1.5, and indefinite ceiling 200.
6L Sierra, all right. That doesn't sound great, but we'll give it a go.
NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson.
We plan on spending today, tonight, and all of tomorrow on scene, documenting the accident site.
Hours after the crash that caused all this damage, you can still smell the jet fuel in the air. About 100 people were evacuated, and many who fled the flames won't be allowed home until the initial NTSB investigation is complete. Carter Evans, CBS News, San Diego.
And coming up, we're going to check on traffic. 45 million Americans will travel by car or truck or van over 50 miles this weekend. We'll get the traffic update next.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, a second national security recommendation on the U.S. Steel-Nippon Steel merger has been sent to President Donald Trump. The panel, by the way, was divided.
And I know, just personally, I know there are a lot of people in the Mon Valley in particular who want some kind of deal to go through, however it is, and hopefully they'll find a way to make that happen.
This vote is not is about making the tough decision today that will ensure a brighter future for Penn State.
And the university's Board of Trustees voted 25-8, Larry, last night to close 7 branch campuses, including New Kent, Fayette, and Chenango.
If you take the emotion out of it, which is hard to do if you're directly affected, just on paper, a 43% drop in enrollment over the last 10 years just doesn't make sense financially to keep it artificially pumped up.
And how about the weather for the holiday weekend? Well, we're looking at cool with some showers today and Saturday.
You're definitely guaranteed dry Sunday, and the next time we're going to see rain is likely Monday night to Tuesday.
Well, that's good news. Albeit cool, it should be overall dry. We're seeing the last of the organized rain right now, just north and east of the city.
And the highs, tomorrow 60, Sunday 62, and Tuesday's Monday 66.
Yeah, so you off Monday?
Yes, sir.
Is this an authorized day off?
It is. Yes, I remember authorizing it not too long ago.
I know. A lot of people will be enjoying a 3-day weekend.
I haven't figured out what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I have a wedding to attend in the middle of the weekend. Kind of an odd wedding weekend on Sunday, of all days. I don't know that I've ever attended a wedding on a Sunday.
I think it's a fine idea over a holiday weekend.
Well, the family's making a big weekend. It's almost like a reunion for the family. So this is one of my brother's sons, and their families are going to have this huge weekend, and we'll go to the wedding.
Awesome.
Somebody told me, why don't you take a hike? So I think that's what I'll do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. North Park, right?
Yeah, walk around the lake. That's 5 miles, by the way.
I'm thinking I might just do a last-minute, spur-of-the-moment road trip of some kind.
Hmm. Where would you go?
I don't know yet, but I'll start looking.
All right. Spur-of-the-moment road trip. How about the Laurel Highlands?
Not a bad idea.
You go up there and...
Although it'll be a lot colder up there than it is here.
We'll go south then. Here's what you can do. Jump on one of those cheap flights. No, this is a bad weekend for that, right?
I did look at going to New Orleans.
3.6 million people will be flying this weekend.
Yeah, that's the downside on that one.
All right. Other than that, one of the top stories is a follow-up to what happened, this tragedy of this couple about to be wed, murdered outside in D.C., this Jewish museum, with more details about who they are and who the shooter is, with CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
We are learning some chilling new evidence about that suspect this morning. According to an FBI document, the murders were calculated and planned. Investigators say the suspect flew to D.C. from Chicago earlier this week with a handgun in his checked bag. He bought a ticket to that event at the museum 3 hours before it started.
Outside of the White House, mourners gathered to honor 30-year-old Yaron Lashinsky and 26-year-old Sarah Lynn Milgram, two Israeli embassy staffers who were shot and killed Wednesday night in Washington. Police say the couple was targeted as they left an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum.
Anything that affects one Jew in the city affects all of us.
A vigil was also held in Kansas, where Milgram grew up.
Sarah was a real people's person. She enjoyed people. There's a void in the world right now because a beautiful smile is no longer with us.
The suspected shooter, Elias Rodriguez from Chicago, was arrested at the museum and is now being held in a D.C. jail. He faces 5 counts, including first-degree murder and murder of foreign officials. Federal agents searched his Chicago apartment yesterday. Interim U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says he's also being investigated for hate crime.
Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated, especially in the nation's capital.
Israel's ambassador to the U.S. says Lashinsky had just bought an engagement ring and was planning to propose to Milgram during a trip to Jerusalem next week.
We're worried about her going to Israel with the war getting ready to flare up again, but she was killed in D.C.
Two lives tragically cut short by the type of violence they had both worked towards ending.
Rodriguez also told detectives he admired the active duty Air Force member who set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy last year. He described him as courageous and a martyr. The FBI is also contacting his friends, family members, and coworkers to learn more about what exactly inspired him to carry out this attack.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
And Larry, they're talking death penalty for this guy. Apparently.
Yep. I can't argue with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.